We're learning the laws of Brachos. We're in Simen Resh Vav. The Mechaber continues, Sif Dalet, that tells us that Kol Davar Shemavarech Alav, anytime a person is about to make a bracha, not only L'Achlo, on something which you'll eat, also Ol HaReyach Bo, also when it comes to smelling, when a person makes a bracha on Besamim, for example, when you say the bracha, you're supposed to hold on to it, and specifically hold on to it into the right hand. And this is something which we see when it comes to Havdalah. That if a person is making Havdalah, the first bracha, of course, is on the wine. When a person finishes the Brei Pri HaGafen, you're supposed to be holding on to the besamim before you say the bracha. And in fact, it's brought down because of this question, what are you supposed to do? You're not supposed to technically put the cup down because you said a bracha. And therefore, what some do is they actually will switch the cup from the right hand to the left, and they'll pick up the besamim in the right hand before they'll say the bracha, which is the proper method for those that remember to do so. That is the proper way of making Havdalah. So, with that said, the Mishnah Berurah discusses what does it mean that you have to hold on to it. What's the difference? After all, you're going to say you're saying a bracha on something. Obviously, you're not just saying brachos and not eating or not drinking. So, why is it important for you to hold on to it? So, the Mishnah Berurah tells us tam hachiza, the reason for holding on to food is kedei shechavin libo al mashi mevarech. It says that when a person is holding on to that which they're about to eat, it gives the person the ability to have greater kavana on the bracha. So as we know, in general, we are influenced by external stimuli. So if a person is physically holding on to something, they're able to look at it and hopefully be able to think of the bracha, the specific words and the meaning of the bracha with more intent when you're actually looking at the thing which you're going to be saying a bracha on. However, let's say you didn't do that, and you haven't been doing that for years. It's not something at the end of the world. This is the best way to say the bracha. The eved im berach lav kishayim munach befanav af imlo achazo klal yatsa. So as long as the food is in front of you, that would be sufficient. You have fulfilled your obligation upon saying the bracha. Of course, that's not l'chatchila, it's b'di'eved. Just as long as it's in front of you, that's sufficient. But for a person to say a bracha and hope, well, you're waiting in line for your deli sandwich and you decide to make hamotzi and yet it's not even in front of you and who knows how long they're going to take, that you're not supposed to do. You actually have to make sure that the food's in front of you, as we saw before, to minimize the time between the bracha and the eating. So you're supposed to hold on to the food. Now, what hand? The Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason for why it's biyamino. Why the right hand? What's the difference? So I like to eat with my left hand. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hatam, the reason is Mishum Chashivus. Because it shows greater importance and significance to that which you're doing. To use your stronger hand upon eating and saying a bracha shows greater chashivas for it, as opposed to using your weaker hand. That's something which minimizes the chashivas. So the question that is often asked is, what if you are among the minority, such as myself, lefties? Itar yad, a person who is a lefty, living in a righty's world, what am I supposed to do? Do I make a bracha holding onto the food with my right hand, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch said? Or maybe I should be using my left hand, which is my stronger of the two. So even though there is dispute among this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the itar yad azlin and baser yamin usmol diday vo baser the alma. It says that you go after what is considered to be your stronger hand. We do not go after that which is the world. In other words, the fact that everyone else is eating with their right hand, making a bracha with their right hand, that's because that's their stronger hand, and therefore you should use your stronger hand, the left, in the case that you are an itar yad, a lefty. Kein mashma mechidush Rabbi Akiva Eger, the kein mashma Magen Avram. So there are certainly numerous individuals that are a support of this, that a person should use their left hand. When I was in Miami, I guess maybe I never conveyed to the Deja Rebbe, in which I used to do much assistance for him, And when he would ever give me something and he would compensate me, he used to always make sure that I would take it in my right hand. I never had the heart to tell him I was a lefty.
Al eiza mitzvah yeshul echos hadavar biyad yamino b'shas bracha.
Mishnah Berurah says this is not limited to food. This is not limited to spices. It's also when it comes to the performance of all mitzvos, one uses the right hand. In fact, very clearly, the Gemara in Sukkah discusses this with regard to holding the lulav and esrog, in which one could ask, well, there's four things, I can't really hold it all in one hand, so what should one do? And as we're familiar, we hold the lulav in the right or stronger hand, and the reason for that is because there are three, including the hadassim and the ravos, and the left hand is stuck with the esrog. So that's when it comes to all mitzvos, that a person should always try to remember that the mitzvah, when possible, should be done with the right hand. So the Piskei Tshuvos asks a very practical question. And that question is, how about our fork and spoon? Being that we live in an environment where mismanners watches our every step, and therefore we have to make sure that we use cutlery, we can't just pick food up with our hands, is that considered halachically an issue? After all, clearly the Shulchan Aruch says it's necessary that you're supposed to l'chachilo hold on to the food with your right hand. So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us as follows: V'yesh hasovrim shebechlal zeh kol kli barzel. That when it includes, when it mentions that one is supposed to hold on to the food, it includes any utensil. V'gam kaf umazleg shel barzel. This is referring to a spoon as well as a fork. V'chol inyan afilu shol ayde toras hakabbalah im ein haderech echos hamachol b'mazleg o b'kaf. Let's say it's not the typical way that a person will eat with cutlery. In b'shas brachol echos b'hem, shu derech yehurav in derech kavod. Barakim darko b'kach mutter b'kach omazleg u'machzikim b'mino. So he says it really depends on the type of food that you're eating. If it's something in which typically is picked up with the hand, then in fact a person should make the bracha holding on to the food. However, if it's something in which typically it's not done, that a person would not pick up some food with their hands, it's something which is not derech kavod, it's not respectful, it's something in which shows a lack of proper etiquette, then certainly a person is allowed and should make the bracha holding onto the food, but holding onto it with the cutlery, which therefore is considered as though an extension of one's hand. But when one does so, it should be in the right.